suspect every year I begin trying to talk about Epiphany with the same comment, which is Epiphany is a much older feast than Christmas. And even in some parts of the world, Epiphany is still celebrated as the great day where gifts are exchanged, etc., etc., etc. Why is that? Because Epiphany, in the big picture, is precisely the fulfillment of what the whole Jewish narrative is all about. Namely, the absolute definitive manifestation of God's will to save everybody. So that's why let's talk about the Gentiles. I mean, the Jews had this, like the Irish had separated the world into two kinds of people, either the Jews and the Gentiles, like the Irish and the non-Irish is separated. And unhappily, the Jews, like all of us human beings, tended to take their election by God as some kind of privilege, as some kind of superiority. I'm a Jew and you're not, yeah. But that precisely flies in the face of the whole business of Judaism. If you go back to the great Abraham narratives, I will make you the father of many nations, and out of your seed all the nations of the world will be blessed. Rather, they should stand in the world as God's great invitation to everybody. To everybody. Instead, however, throughout their history, they tended to draw boundaries around themselves and carefully distinguish between who was in and who was out and what you had to do to be in and what you had to do to be out. And so the people who saw Jesus as the Messiah, as the fulfillment of all things, Jewish says, the Epiphany, that's the big event. That's the big event. That's the absolute definitive opening to the world, making public to the world, making as available as is possible, God's universal generosity. And of course, this can be picked up by the great Christmas theme. For those of you who heard the homily at Christmas, and this may be boring because it's repetition, but what I said at Christmas time, and quite seriously, for the first time in all these years, 47 years of celebrating Mass at Christmas, joy to the world, the meaning of joy to the world finally became clear to me. The joy consists in our awareness that precisely God is going to embrace everybody. And that alone is the authentic sense of Christmas joy. Not that Jesus came to save me, but Jesus came to save us all, above all the poor, all the invisible ones in the world. It's a tribute to the fragility of our humanity that we constantly have to grab onto or construct some sense of superiority which distinguishes us from everybody else. And unhappily, that's the way we construct our identity to a very large extent and very often. Rather than finding who we are to be a member of the full human family, to find that as a source of our joy. As I said at Christmas, I usually hear that it's joy to my world. You know, nice, comfortable, North London, Ontario, you know, like warm house and nice clothes and three wonderful dogs and blah, 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 blah. And that's good. I'm okay, Jack. Christmas and Epiphany are both calls to conversion. To conversion. Jesus, who is the man for everybody, is a great final manifestation of God's intention to save us all. And we're only going to be saved if everybody's saved. This is becoming increasingly important, I think, in the church today, because I have the disturbing sense that we are retribalizing ourselves. That the boundaries are being erected higher and higher the decisions as to who's in and who's out becoming clearer and clearer. I do not believe that we as a community, either the Roman Church or Christianity as general, stands precisely in its distinctiveness as a great welcoming presence of God to the world, to everybody. But that's the whole meaning of Epiphany. We'd like to say, well, yeah, we'll take care of those poor slobs out there, you know, those benighted, relativistic bums. You know. That's not what we're supposed to do. That's not what we're supposed to do. First of all, the very first sign of the presence of God in this institution is precisely its generosity. Not its judgments, but its generosity. And to the extent that we don't manifest that, we fail. We betrayed. We're no better than the Jews that Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all those old guys condemned. You know. So, as I said on Christmas, it is a Christmas joy is a kind of touchy thing. Why? Because that's not the source of my joy. My joy is some kind of smugness in my own security, whether economic or social or political or ethnic or whatever. But if you sit and think, even abstractly, that we all really do belong to each other, and that's what the Epiphany narrative is all about. We really are a light of revelation to the Gentiles, to everybody. Then we've caught it. Then we have a sense of it. And then we also, of course, see how far we have to go before that is really the most profound characteristic of our presence in the world, whether we as individuals or as an institution. But if we're not that, we're betraying this Jesus who was manifested to the world on Epiphany.